with no whisper of the past in its staring, blackened windows. We can never go back to Mandalay again. That much is certain. But sometimes in my dreams, I do go back to the strange days of my life which began for me in the south of France. There, on a great cliff towering above the sea, I first saw him. He was looking down, staring at the rocks below. And then suddenly, I thought I saw him about to...
No! No, stop! Stop!
What the devil are you shouting about? Who are you? What are you staring at?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stare, but you were so close to the edge of the cliff, I was afraid that...
Oh, you were. Well, what are you doing here?
I was only walking. I came up the path and I...
Well, get on with your walking. Don't hang about here screaming. Go on.
To Monte Carlo out of season again. Not a single well-known personality in the hotel. This coffee's stone cold. Waiter, garçon.
I don't believe he can hear you, Mrs. Van Hopper.
Well, get him, get him. What are you being paid for, girl? Oh, but that's Max de Winter. Look, see him coming this way. What are you looking so surprised about?
I saw him today on the cliff path.
Mr. de Winter, how do you do?
How do you do?
I'm Edith Van Hopper. Do you remember me? It's so nice to run into you here. Do sit down and have some coffee. Mr. De Winter's having some coffee with me. You may go.
Of course.
I'm afraid I must contradict you. You shall both have coffee with me. Garçon, coffee, please.
Oui, yes.
You know, I recognized you just as soon as you came in. Are you playing the tables much here at Monte?
No, I'm afraid that sort of thing ceased to amuse me years ago.
Oh, I can well understand that. If I had a home like Mandalay, I should certainly never come to Monte. I hear it's one of the biggest places in that part of the country, and you just can't beat it for beauty.
A cigarette, Mrs. Van Hopper.
Oh, thank you.
And you?
Oh, no, I... Thank you.
What do you think of Monte Carlo? Or don't you think of it at all?
Well, I think it's rather artificial.
She's spoiled, Mr. De Winter. That's her trouble. Most girls would give their eyes for the chance to see Monte.
Wouldn't that rather defeat the purpose?
Oh, now that we've found each other again, I do hope I shall be seeing something of you. Your valet's unpacked for you, I suppose.
I'm afraid I don't possess one. Perhaps you'd like to do it for me.
Well, this young lady might make herself useful. She's a capable child in many ways, aren't you, dear?
Mrs. Van Hopper.
That's a charming suggestion, but I'm afraid I cling to the old motto. He travels fastest who travels alone. Perhaps you've not heard of it. Good night.
Well, what do you make of that? Do you suppose that sudden departure was intended to be funny? Oh, perhaps he didn't quite realize how it looked. Poor thing. I suppose he just can't get over his wife's death. They say he simply adored her.
When I came alone to the dining room the following day, he was already there, at the next table. As I sat down, I paid the penalty of my awkwardness. I knocked over a vase of flowers, the water soaking the cloth.
Mademoiselle.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What a stupid thing to
do. You can leave that, waiter. Go and lay another place at my table. Mademoiselle will have lunch with me.
Oui, miss.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly.
Why not?
Oh, please don't be polite. It's very kind of you, but...
I wasn't being polite. I should have asked you to lunch with me, even if you hadn't been so clumsy. Sit down. We needn't talk to each other if we don't feel like it.
Well, thank you very much.
What's happened to your friend?
Oh, she's ill in bed with a cold.
Oh. I'm sorry I was rude to you yesterday. The only excuse I can offer is that I have become boorish through living alone.
You weren't really. You just wanted to be by yourself.
Tell me, is Mrs. Van Hopper a friend of yours or just a relation?
No, she's my employer. I'm what is known as a paid companion.
I didn't know the companionship could be bought. Is that a sketching pad? Do you sketch?
Yes, a little.
Were you going sketching this afternoon?
Yes.
Where?
Oh, I haven't made up my mind.
I'll drive you somewhere in the car.
Oh, no, please don't. I didn't
nonsense, even... nonsense. Order your lunch and we'll get along. You've taken long enough for that sketch. I shall expect a really fine work of art.
You're not a very easy subject. Your expression keeps changing all the time.